This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Lionel from Lionel Media is our guest. He's a lawyer, former prosecutor, and his Twitter is Twitter at Lionel Media, lionelmedia.com. I should also add that we have the new app out. It's just phase one. It's got video feeds, audio feeds, and news feeds. It's got a modern format. That's just the first rollout. We're going to add a bunch of other features by election. I mean, a lot of this stuff's almost done. To the app, infowars.com/app to get that. And please send that link to your friends and family. We have the original app that over a million people have downloaded that is an Apple app. A lot of other folks have made Droid knockoffs, which is fine. But there's only two apps that we have. They're both free. And that's the InfoWars live app that's new on both Droid and on Apple. And it's free at InfoWars.com/app. I'll take you to the links. And then we have another radio one that has a news feed and is just audio that works really well. It's almost 6 years old. And you can find that at the Apple Store as well, or links to it on InfoWars.com. Lionel, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to get into some other news here, but let me just ask you, what do you really think happened with the debate? Do you think he won, draw? And what would you do in the next debate if you were Donald Trump?
Okay, good. First of all, he lost the debate. I don't know where he was. I don't know what he was thinking. Couple of things. You got Alex. This woman was on death's door. I don't know what the hell she's taking, but that should be the best neurological drug. Whatever it was, she didn't take a sip of water. She was bouncing around. I don't know what it was, but whatever she's taking, I want more of it. Here's what he needed to do. Number one, you got to understand something. That Lester Holt is a shill. He's a sock puppet. Everybody knew this. I knew this. He's got to go out and write down the following. Mr. Trump, you've got 5 things to say, 10 things to say, and what you do. And by the way, whenever you go on any TV show, listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. You're going to say what you want to say, irrespective of what they ask you. And if they don't ask you, you say, you know, it's funny. That reminds me. And then you go right into it.
Absolutely.
He never even talked about immigration. The thing that brought him to the dance, he never even talked about. Number two, he's got to understand that he has a plan. When he won the American, and I'm not endorsing him, but when he beat soundly Alex, 16 of the best and the brightest of the Republican Party, coming to senators, governors, including a brain surgeon, an actual brain surgeon, he didn't go out there slamming Hillary Clinton. He gave them a vision, and he talked about basically a couple of things, illegal immigration and the sense of crime and losing, not being able to feel.
Yeah, America's going to win again. She's the loser. I'm the winner. I'm the future. She's the best.
And what he needed to do was to go after, say these 4 things, however.
Well, I know what happened. He was told by a bunch of the media advisors, and I think even Roger Ailes, that's all about how you look, and you're going to have the 20% that's undecided, and you want to look nice, and you want to look friendly, and you don't want to be the stereotype they claim you've been. You're not going to get those people anyway. You need to go out and destroy Hillary Clinton.
You've got to look. He's got to look at Hillary Clinton like somebody does in a bad family intervention. When you've got a spouse or a loved one who's yapping about you, and I don't have experience.
I would have said. Go ahead, sorry.
No, but you have to look at her like saying, okay. There was a debate years ago where Daniel Patrick Moynihan ran for Senate against a woman named Bernadette Castro here in New York. Now, Daniel Patrick Moynihan was a bona fide genius. Alex, he never even looked at her the whole time, never even acknowledged her. He said the following. Now, here's the thing that she has to do. There are a couple of things. Number one, when Hillary Clinton talks about taxes, when Hillary Clinton brings that up, what they do is that's their wedge. And people who are not, remember, nobody is for Hillary. They're against Trump.
Exactly. Stay there. Let's talk more about what you do. I totally agree with you, Lionel. We'll try to take this video, maybe send it to Trump, because He just could have destroyed her. When she said, oh, you ripped off an architect. Oh, really? Was that ever found in court? No, it wasn't. You're a liar. By the way, you stole the china and then said you didn't have it and had to give it back months later. It was worth $1 million. You are a thief. You are a Chinese spy.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Friday, September 30th, 2016, only 38 days from the most important decision the United States may have ever made. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas. Only 38 days left. You know, Lionel was a prosecutor, he's a constitutional lawyer, TV host, radio host, and he was pointing out that his minor was in psychology. He's a smart guy, and I think we're similar in a lot of ways because I was saying this at the start of the show, this election is really getting to me. I mean, I've been doing this 21 years, and I'm getting freaked out because if I lived in a community and, you know, there were neighbors just eating their fingers or there were suddenly people, you know, just jumping off bridges, which is actually happening. Mental illness is just exploding. Insanity. I mean, that's all the metrics show it. And it's because the social engineers that are running things are crazy. And if you study psychology, you learn that the highest level of mental illness is in psychologists and psychiatrists. Now, I'm not saying there aren't some great ones. I'm not saying there isn't a lot of truth to what they say. Some of them do wonderful things. Some of them work for centralized systems and do horrible things and work for big corporations to, you know, deceive the public. But it fundamentally does something to me because I'm beyond hating Hillary Clinton. to see this weird, out-of-control person that looks like she's wearing a plastic Joker mask, and to know all the crimes she's committed, and then to sit there and see her go, Donald Trump didn't pay an architect all the money he said he would. I went and looked up the case. Yeah, the guy tried to charge a lot more. Trump stood up for himself. But the point is this is his big crime? Not turning ISIS loose to kill hundreds of thousands in Syria, not all the sellout deals of this country. I mean, Hillary is horrible. Folks, I criticize the Bushes because one of their foundations kept half the money from Haiti. And they used it to start some other charities. And the Bushes, I mean, I thought were villains. And they're friends with Hillary, so it just shows birds of a feather fly together. Even the Washington Post had to admit that Hillary, we can pull this up, gave, one year it was like 4.6%, the other 5.7% of the money that was raised for Haiti. They just kept 90%+ for themselves right off the top. We're not saying only 5% actually got to little kids. We're saying the total, the foundation, just in general, only 5%. And then you learn that 97%, you can just type this into Google, it's mainstream news, 97% of the Clinton Foundation, that was one year, another year was 98, another year was 96, went to themselves. They give the money to themselves, and when they do a charitable donation, it's then again to themselves to get out of taxes. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is organized crime. This is fraud. This is money laundering. This is admitted. And Lionel was a prosecutor that dealt with this. He's a constitutional lawyer. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, I run a business. I run an operation. I know about the laws, okay? I study things. I've talked to experts. This is so flagrant that she's above the law. And the question is then, in law, what happens now that Comey has totally discredited himself? What happens when they admit, okay, we basically give the equivalent of pardons? That's what these immunities are. I don't think you can really do that. I mean, this is bizarre because this isn't to get the capo above them. This is so they can get out of trouble because they got caught lying. And then they just meet on airplanes with Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch. They don't care. They're so full of hubris. But it seems like they're bipolar. They're like full of hubris and out of control. And the next minute they're super scared, running around like chickens with their heads cut off. This all goes back to psychology. Let's cover this now, just the state of the lawlessness, Lionel, because you're a former prosecutor. And then let's get back into what Trump should do. I mean, he shouldn't be vicious. He shouldn't be spitting at her. But, I mean, I would say what you said. This is a joke. I mean, this is ridiculous. You're accusing me of fraud when I've had no history of fraud. And then you are this crime boss, woman. I mean, go ahead.
Well, it is a crime. Well, see, stop for a second. Again, the problem that I have is because it is so overwhelming. You have to, the very fact that I have to even explain this, the fact that nobody's rioting in the streets, goes to show you how detached this country is. Alex, here is the difference. I don't care whether an organization, whether it be the Red Cross, the United Way, the Clinton Foundation, or Al Sharpton's National Action Network, we know how that works. That's not the issue. The issue is simply this. When you are the Secretary of State and you can't say, give me the money, pay me the money, and I'll give you most favored nation status or arms or whatever. You can't do that. What she did was, I'll tell you what, pay the Clinton Foundation. That's the connection. That's the nexus. Alex, this is an existential life or death, death dance, if you will, for the Clinton. Because if Hillary loses this, Chelsea goes bye-bye, Bill Clinton goes bye-bye, and the Clinton Crime Initiative, again, that makes the Gambino crime family look like the junior league, they go away because you're using the office of the Secretary of State. That is the issue. Now,
well, I mean, let's go further. They lied to Congress. We have all the clips. It's been confirmed that they are getting massive money. Hillary says, I get no money from the foundation. The jets, the cars, the homes, the meals, everything is on it. They've got the global initiative, too. And then Chelsea gets $6+ million a year. Then the foundation pays for her $10 million penthouse.
Alex, I still say that's not even the... I don't even care about that.
No, I got it. I got it. You cannot be the Secretary of State and then take money to then give access to the Chinese president. By the way, I wasn't thinking big enough. I thought she was just selling out U.S. interests because we knew that. I didn't realize she's like selling out Chinese interests to other people and she representing...
My friend, my dear, and I'm proud to say this, but I say it proudly, my dear friend, from the time I met you and I introduced you, and for the first, I remember hearing you for the first time, and I say that again, I'm proud to say you're my friend, but my friend.
No, you're right, I have a blind spot. I don't think, they're so criminal.
What we're talking about here is something that, and I started off by asking you this question. If Hillary Clinton was bound by an ideology that had nothing to do with lining your own pockets. It had nothing to do with, you know, this craven, venal, naked...
No, you get it. She's stuff. A total sociopath that's so a white sellout. Trash, she steals China.
But aside from that, low rent, she is the person... Look, Bill Clinton never had that desire for...
I mean, I would just be honored to eat off the stuff that George Washington had. I mean, these people are just... Oh, man.
Well, let me go back to what going back, and I know I'm jumping all over the place, but that's my nature. Now, going back to the debate, I would teach Donald Trump like a kata, whether you do Krav Maga or any kind of martial arts, when they do this, you do this. When she brings up, or anybody brings up bankruptcy, you can say, hey, you know what, I'm glad you brought that up. By the way, that's a great tactic. Whenever you tell your opponent, I'm glad you brought that up, that's not good.
No, I'd say, oh, wonderful, I'm glad you brought up corruption. That's all made up. You're the one sold us out to the communist Chinese.
Right.
You're the one stole the China. You're the one that has the foundation.
Yet,
what about you?
Know, better yet, hey, kids, let's talk about this thing called bankruptcies, okay? Because, you know, it's funny you say that. And I want to talk to you, all you millennials, by the way, who were hosed by Bernie Sanders, who aren't necessarily going to vote for Hillary Clinton out of default, but who have been completely abandoned by this corrupt and venal system. I want to talk to you about this thing called Whitewater. Once upon a time, there was something so big that the governor of Arkansas went to prison, that people were indicted. This makes you talk about Atlantic City, where the city went bankrupt, where we have casinos and Revel and Wynn and this. You're talking about I have 400 corporations, 5 went bankrupt. Let's look at Mitt Romney's. Folks, bankruptcy is not the issue. Now, when she brings up Trump University, pray to God she brings it up. Say, I'm glad you brought that up. I want to talk about something called Laureate and how Laureate was just absolutely ignored or not known by the mainstream media never ceases to amaze me how they do that. When you talk about, and this is what's interesting, when you talk about how he's fat shaming in 90 whatever, some type of a beauty pageant contestant, I want to talk about sexual predation, not Eleftherio. Not somebody who's a skirt chaser, not somebody, but somebody who is a sexual predator. Now, remember, Bill Cosby, when people said, you know, that happened a long time ago, who cares? It doesn't matter. Yeah, but, you know, that was 40 years ago. It doesn't matter. Nobody blamed Bill Cosby's wife. They're looking at Hillary as the innocent spouse. What people and young people and women and feminists who worry about fat shaming have to understand.
No, this is about raping women worse than Bill Cosby, and she was the cover. She was the beard for his rapes. Lionel, stay right there, my friend. We're going to come right back to you on the other side. Please don't forget, we have our new probiotic out, and it also helps fund our operation. It is Biome Defense, the very best out there, folks. Do your own research. It's very, very affordable. Comparable systems cost a lot more. Check it out today, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support, your Hillary for Prison shirts as well, at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, solutions from science, summer solar sale. Their website is SummerSolarSale.com. They've extended it, but it is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find amazing solar generators and control panels, the very latest, best technologies, the best prices, wind turbines, EMP bags, smart LED light bulbs. Give them a call, 877-327-0365, or Summer Solar Sale, that's one word, SummerSolarSale.com. That's 877-327-0365. They've been a sponsor of ours, I don't know, 14, 15 years, and it's great to have them back on the air with us. Solutions from science. SummerSolarSale.com, 877-327-0365. Amazing systems, great folks. Check them out, SummerSolarSale.com. And you're not just getting great products at great prices. It's funding this operation. Now, we've talked about how crazy and how bad and how evil these people are. Let's talk about, when we come back, what will happen if this crime boss becomes president, or also how we can still stop her.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind, our memories live on immortal.
It was Nietzsche that said that don't stare too long into the abyss, you might become the abyss. And so,
we'll rise again.
Good things are happening. Nationalism is rising. For a portion of the public that is waking up, good things are happening. But for folks that aren't waking up, they're just getting further into delusion. An example of this, Lionel, And then I want to get into where you think the future is going. I mean, just your dead reckoning. I wanted to ask you where you think things are going, but I also wanted to ask you, there's a video that's up on InfoWars.com that I haven't gotten to yet. We may play it in the fourth hour. Where our reporter went out to the trendy areas of Austin, South Congress, University of Texas, and said, who do you think won the debate? And I found it very curious. They all said, Hillary, because I want her to be president. I'm going to say she won because I want her to win. They didn't say, well, she did this better and did that better, or Trump didn't do this good. They didn't have any information. It was just, he's racist, and I want her to be the winner. So what they're saying is they just delusionally look at, say, a white cloud, and if they want it to be purple, they say it's purple, even though it's white. So let's pot his audio up. I mean, what do you call this psychology? I mean, you say you think Trump lost. I get it. He dropped the ball. He could have done a lot better. So you're saying you think he lost because he didn't do what he should have and didn't have a spectacular victory. I think he narrowly won because they so rigged it. People saw that, and I think the polls reflect that. I think the fact that she could stand up, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe she did win. The point is it's...
Well, but look.
But we're not debating that. The point is the delusion. The delusion. What's this delusion where they think, well, I want her to be president, so she won the debate.
Right. Okay, I mean, first of all...
What do you call that?
It's a Rorschach test. It's a Rorschach test. It is when you think your child is the cutest little thing and the most beautiful, and you are... There's a difference between illusion and hallucination. Because an illusion is something that you distort that is there. A hallucination is something that's not there. Now, Trump's second debate performance is going to be much better. Remember, Reagan's first debate was awful. Obama's debate was awful. It's not a debate. What he needs to do is a couple of things.
The number one rule is you don't engage her on the facts, just like I did with Piers Morgan. You totally ignore them. You laugh at them. You say, oh, great. You act confident. You run her over.
When you are bringing a loved one, let's say before a judge, and you're asking a court to involuntarily commit this crazed loved one, you speak deferentially, but without acknowledging her. You almost are dismissive by being over courteous. He has to worry about this as follows. Number one, he has to be himself. Look, Alex, you know, and I know, that if you've been in the media long enough, somebody always tries to change you. And the reason for your success is you being you. It's not the way I would do it. It's not the way I could do it. It's the way you do it. So he has to do that.
Trump has to be Donald Trump and stop listening to all these establishment Republicans he's got around him.
Exactly. He also does not have to worry or listen to anything but the individual. And I want him to think about this. You know, you do this very well. When you do radio or podcasting, you always speak into the mic as though you're imagining somebody sitting in front of you. You imagine their face versus broadcasting. And what you do is you look into the camera and you say, America worries about the following. Eleanor Roosevelt said this about FDR, and it's true. Pick three things. Very simple. Reagan said, do you feel better off than you did 4 years ago? I would say, do you feel safer? Do you like where this country is going? Here's what we need to do.
And by the way, this is all no-brainers. It's almost like he's being sabotaged.
Exactly. It's axiomatic. Because believe me, you know, Alex, you and I, this may come as a shock to you, but sometimes I've been accused of being conspiratorial. And as the great Gore Vidal said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst. And sometimes I'm wondering, could it be beyond the realm of Machiavellian artifice and stratagems for him to be some kind of a spoiler? Nah, I don't want to think about this. I think he's very serious.
I'll tell you this. Trump's for real, or he's the greatest actor in history. But if he starts dropping the ball more at these debates, then I'm going to say that he's taking a dive. But I don't think that's happening. I'm not introducing that. But I will tell you, there's no doubt there are political operatives in there who want the next job and the next job and want to play footsie with the establishment. Who are drinking the wrong Kool-Aid, because...
Let me tell you something right now, and you look at this. I want to bring you up to speed. You know, Stalin allegedly said, it was a bit hyperbolic, but Stalin supposedly said, you get out the votes, or you get the votes, let me count the votes. You know, Palast and others have talked about how there have been classic ways in the past, Alex, to go after, let's say, allegedly, perhaps, poor votes, African-American votes, Latino votes. Well, in this particular case, remember, Hillary is not a Democrat. She's not a progressive. She's not a liberal. for her to win, you've got to steal Republican votes, theoretically. And you don't do that. So what's she going to do? How do you steal the election from the establishment?
You bring in the Homeland Security and the UN Security Force and the EU Security Force, and you, quote, guard the election. But earlier they said there's no such thing as election fraud, but now they're desperately guarding it from the Russians. Roger Stone's coming up with a stay there, Lionel.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dude, what happened to your face? My razor. I'm trying to save money on blades. You should try Harry's. Harry's. I think I read an article in the Journal about them. The two guys who started that company with its own factory in Germany? Right. And they sell online. Look, open a new tab and go to harrys.com. See, you can get great quality razors at a fraction of the cost. Whoa, and those razors look so cool. These guys get you whatever you need to look and feel like you're ready for that promotion. So I could save money and look as good as me.
Get a great shave with Harry's. With Harry's, you get a clean, smooth shave at a fraction of the cost. And because Harry's owns the factory, you never overpay. So what are you waiting for? Go to harrys.com right now, and Harry's will send you a razor, one of their quality blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free. Just cover shipping. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 9191 at checkout to claim your gift. That's harrys.com, code 9191.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Roger Stone is joining us via the phone. And we've got Lionel via video Skype. Again, this is a syndicated radio broadcast. It's its roots, but it is TV as well. But it's not a controlled teleprompter format like CNN or MSNBC or Fox. It is real analysis, real history, real information. And it's not people that are controlled. I don't pre-screen my guest. I don't sit there and tell them what they can talk about and, you know, where they can go. We really break things down. We don't tell callers what they can talk about either. I mean, we talk about certain topics we want to cover, but this is the future of the media, and that's where it's going, and that's why they have to come in with massive censorship. Lionel hit an area earlier that I want to bring up with Roger Stone if we hit the campaign, and that's that they're saying if there's foreign media in this country, that it can't then talk about our election. But then they're bringing in foreign companies that hire Americans and then people don't even know it's foreign, and then, of course, it'll be government politics. It'll all be selectively enforced. It won't be neutral. There's no such thing. They're like, Jones admits, you know, he's a wild libertarian supporter of Trump. Well, of course I admit it. I'm open about what I do. I can barely keep track of all the news and information, much less sit here and spin stuff and come up with angles. I come up with what the reality is for me and my own research and history. That's what's scary about these millennials we interview. They're on the street. They're just like, well, I think Hillary won the debate because I want her to be president, so I want to say she won. They think like she wins because they say she did she really win the debate? Like, I want Trump to say he won that debate. I think he narrowly did because they overdid it. They bullied him so bad and interrupted and did it. People are sick of this. They're sick of the MSM. So the Washington Post said on Monday, don't call us the media anymore. And we're very condescending. We're going to talk to Roger Stone about that as well. But regardless, there is a collapse of the establishment media. That's why Roger Stone's doing a radio show now on GCN. Lionel's doing his own show. He's been on national radio and TV. In his own right, it's why more and more you are doing it. And in this college of ideas of real diversity and real competition, the best will rise to the top unless they try to rig it. So in just a couple days, October 1st, the UN takes over the web. Doesn't mean they're going to shut it off today, but the fix is already in. So we'll talk about that. Before I go any further, again, this is about to end. The summer's been over for a week. They've barely extended it. Because I was supposed to plug this a month ago, I just didn't do it. I've been so busy. I'm just skipping breaks, not plugging sponsors. I mean, I'm crazy, okay, quite frankly. To the point we've been losing money lately because I've been so busy. So that's why you're hearing all these plugs. Solutions from Science, SummerSolarSale.com. They're amazing. They have wind turbines, solar generators, EMP bags, smart LED light bulbs. Just a great cornucopia of really high-quality products. They go out and find the best products that you need, and then the latest cutting edge, they sell it discounted. They have informational videos on their site, SummerSolarSale.com. Buy one perfect power package and use coupon code ALEX to receive another one absolutely free. That is a big deal. So check out their solar generators, wind turbines, and more. SummerSolarSale.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And again, it's sponsors like that that make the broadcast possible. And when you hear me plugging a sponsor, that means I'm endorsing it. People get confused on local radio stations, hear local ads. They think I'm endorsing it. They'll hear like an ad for a topless bar. You got a topless bar on your show. I'm not down there at the cheetah or whatever it is, you know, in whatever state you're at, or the ladies such and such. You know, there's a lot of confusion out there by some people. But when you hear me plugging something, that means I believe in it. High quality folks from Solutions from Science, and that's SummerSolarCell.com. Finally, we have incredible nutraceuticals that everybody needs at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. Our new probiotic biome defense is in. The Hillary for President shirt, I've decided that I'm only going to sell that until the election. I'm going to come up with something new at that point, a new meme. I haven't figured out what it is yet, but the other folks will sell the ripoffs of it. That's fine. I don't care. I'm ending this third version. This will be the third and final collector edition of Hillary for President, with the red InfoWars.com on the sleeve and the legalized freedom on the back. I'm ending it. So if you haven't gotten yours or you want another piece of history, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, another shirt that was designed and licensed from Roger Stone is the Bill Clinton rape shirt. Looks like the, you know, communist-style Obama hope shirt, but says rape. Wear it. Get aggressive. Start the conversations. Get on TV with it. In fact, I'm going to say this right now. Anyone that gets on national TV with the shirt, clearly, for more than 5 seconds, gets $1,000. That means, you know, behind cameras, you name it. Anyone that gets it on air on national TV and gets the words out, Bill Clinton is a rapist, or things along that line with a bullhorn, I could go to this right now. $5,000 until a budget of $100,000 has been spent. But you got to upload the video to YouTube and Facebook. You got to get it to us. And I pay all these bounties. I pay all these contests. We've had a $100,000 contest before. My budget is $100,000. That means if, you know, a bunch of people do this, I'll pay up to $100,000 and stop it. That's $1,000 if you just get the shirt on national TV. Visually, rape. Okay? It is It is $5,000 if you get the audio, legally and lawfully. They got to be outdoors, one of their little events. You got to have a bullhorn. You got to have the shirt on or have somebody with it, or maybe a big sign with it on it, and two of you hold it up, and then somebody else bullhorns. Bill Clinton is a rapist, not a philanderer. Hillary covers up the rape. Now, I'm going to go back to Lionel here in just a moment. He's riding shotgun with us, and Roger Stone's popping in. Roger, thanks for coming on. There's so much to get to today. Lionel, who I know is a cohort occasionally on radio with you, is here. There's so much to get into. Front and center, CNN, big cover story. They're airing it every hour. They say you're running the Trump campaign. You're one of the worst guys in the quote, boys club. And that supposedly you're the one that's got him out there saying philanderer. And I talked to you this morning. That's more BS, isn't it?
Yeah, this is very disturbing, Alex, because CNN, and I have many friends that work there, is completely misrepresenting my views. I have never said publicly or privately that Donald Trump should make an issue of Bill's infidelities, his indiscretions, his consensual sexual relations. I don't think the voters care. And in fact, Hillary just plays off it and acts like the victim. No, I think that the issue here is rape. It's sexual assault. It's violence against women. Juanita Broderick, Eileen Wellstone, Liz Ward Grayson, Regina Hopper Blakely, Kathleen Willey, Sandra Allen James, Kathy Bradshaw, Christy Zurcher, Paula Jones, Carolyn Moffitt, among others. All of these women were assaulted by Bill, sexually assaulted, in some cases raped, in other cases bitten. And in every case, it is Hillary Clinton who has led the cover-up. It is Hillary Clinton who has hired the private detectives and the lawyers to threaten and harass these women, to dig up dirt on them, to try to discredit them, to, at the end of the day, threaten and bully them into silence. I have never advocated the use of Bill's philandering as an issue. Now, I don't know what others are advocating. I saw this piece on CNN that says I'm the member of some boys club. I couldn't tell you what Newt Gingrich is advising, or Michael Cohen, or Rudy Giuliani, or Newt Gingrich. I have no idea what their advice is. I only know what I have said. I've written a book about this, The Clinton's War on Women. It's available right now at the InfoWars store. It's available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes and Noble. You won't find much in there about consensual
sex. Well, this is how they lie about assault. They always misrepresent what we're really saying, and this is on purpose, obviously. They know that you wrote the blueprint with all the admitted facts about their war on women and about how she's a beard for his sex addiction and rape addiction. I mean, he's a Ted Bundy type. And so they're just diverting it and saying, oh, the philandering. In fact, I've even some stories like, even though Stone admits he's got a wild life, he's a hypocrite and mad that Bill's got women. Again, these people are total Decepticons.
Yeah, look, I'm a libertine. I make no bones about it. But I've never raped anybody. I've never assaulted anybody. I've never bitten any women. I don't think consensual sex is of any interest to the voters.
Now, did you ever bite a woman a little bit if she wanted you to? Now, let's be honest.
Well, I'm not going to get into that because I'm a happily married man.
I know, of course.
But the entire disinformation campaign, I might just watch CNN in disbelief and see Brooke Baldwin, who I think is a pretty nice lady, talking about Bill's indiscretions. I'm not interested. No voter's interested. That's not the issue here. But for Hillary to raise the questions of Miss Venezuela or Miss Universe from Venezuela, who hardly seems to be a sterling character, who cares? When the Clintons are systematically, in Bill's case, assaulting women, and Hillary is threatening and bullying them, and when their policies are empowering,
sure,
radical Islamics who are stoning women, cutting off women's genitals, subjecting women to
Why didn't Trump come back with, you are the lady that stays in the same hotel room with Uma Abedin, whose mother is the top genital mutilation supporter in the world?
Yeah, no, look, there are so many extraordinary lapses here by the mainstream media. They've gone completely.
I've got
insane.
Lionel here, and he can jump at any time he wants, but Roger, shifting gears out of this, our audience gets it. They understand it. I mean, there's new people tuning in all the time, but if they haven't woken up by now, they probably never will. What are you concerned about? I think Trump is still ahead. I think he barely won the debate in that they overdid it with the attacks. It was so rigged. That's the only reason he won. I think he did via expectations. I think, you know, in ways he lost to Hillary. I think he knows that now and is coming out. And I think he's going to now go on the attack. I know that little birds and things have been talking to him, you know, about what's going on. But what would you advise Trump or anybody debating Hillary Clinton to say or do?
Well, I'm not going to divulge directly what my advice may or may not be, but I think if anyone reads my book, they'll understand it. Hillary Clinton raised the question of mandatory minimum sentences? Really? You mean the ones that she and her husband gave us in the 1994 crime bill? How could any black person vote for Bill's wife when she called them super predators who must be made to heal? Let's be very clear. The 1994 crime bill pushed by the Clintons has incarcerated an entire generation of young black men for the nonviolent crime of possession of...
And by the way, we have a former prosecutor here, Lionel, from LionelMedia.com.
Lionel, jump in here. You know more about this than I do.
Well, you know, there's this whole issue has been replete with lies. Look at how they lied about claiming that stop and frisk was now illegal. Stop and frisk has been the law of the land since 1968 in the case called Terry against Ohio. What they do is they just make things up. What the Clintons have been responsible for is advocating and maintaining a prison industrial complex. And what amazes me is as long as the sock puppet Ted Baxter mainstream media continue to run and act as a rodeo clown, meaning diverting the attention of the charging bull, diverting the attention from what would normally be an inquisitive public. See, they are part and parcel. They are co-conspirators. They're accessories in this disinformation front. Because if the public really understood just an idea, and Roger, what I started off with in explaining to Alex was what I cannot get away from is the fact that we can argue all day long about ideologies of politicians. You might or might not have preferred what Reagan or Nixon or Bush or Carter did, but we never believed that they were part of a craven, venal, naked graft and corruption lining of the pockets. Everything that is the essence of Hillary Clinton is about her making money. That's it. It's not ideology. It's not a direction. It's not a vision. It's not a platform. It's not a future. It's about the lowest form of graft there is, her making money. She's subject to being bought and sold. So not that it would change anything, but, you know, Roger and Alex, if she could say to you, you don't understand, I firmly believe in the tenets and the precepts of what I'm saying based upon a grander, loftier goal of the predominance of a particular idea, fine, I would have a problem with it, but it's not even about that. There is no substance. It's about money.
She has no ideology other than the ideology of money.
And that's my next question for you, Roger.
Bernie Sanders, I think he's really a socialist. I think he really believes all that claptrap, but at least he's sincere.
Let me ask this then. Is she a sociopath or a full-blown psychopath?
I'm not a psychiatrist, so I couldn't tell you, but either one is a real possibility.
Well, I'll tell you, I think she's a psychopath because she's not just a sociopath. She enjoys hurting people and brags about it and licks her lips and looks like...
May I add something to that, Alex?
Yes.
One of the definitions of psychopathy and sociopathy, which is kind of more of what she is, though it's hard to differentiate, is they don't have an appreciation for consequence. And a lot of times what a sociopath will do and a psychopath is they will lie and get themselves into trouble, not because mendacity is their middle name, is that where you and I might not lie because we will get caught. Hillary Clinton lives in a world that has its own rules. She can do whatever she wants. And not only that, she gets out of every... Think about this. Bill Clinton and Hillary, they have never been caught at anything in their life.
That's right. And so that's why they have incredible hubris. And it just sounds like World War III to put her in the presidency, because she just thinks she's invincible. And she's got all these minions that are just hopping around. Roger, so let me ask you this question. What do you make of all the Charlie Rose and Grubers outgoing head of the State Department spokesperson. There's all these videos now where they go on TV and laugh and talk about how they're deceiving us and thank God we're so dumb. What the hell is that?
Yeah, this is, as your friend Karl Rove used to say, they're creating their own reality. So Trump did fine in the debate, so we will create our own reality. It was an ignominious defeat by Trump. No, it wasn't. He scored on jobs. He scored on taxes. He let a couple pitches go by, but it was only the first debate. We have two more debates to go. So you have here the media seeking to recast the results the way they want them to be, as opposed to the way they are.
Do you agree with me, though, that the fact that they so over-rigged it, and the fact that he was debating two people, I mean, I think that's really why Trump won.
Yeah, I think that's true. I also have been watching this entire discussion where Hillary's aides say that she passed out on 9/11. She's had these fainting spells because she doesn't drink enough water, and they laugh. You try telling Hillary Clinton to drink water. Well, of course, the side effects of Parkinson's is incontinence. So I think the reason she doesn't drink water is because she most likely, has a bag strapped to her leg. Now, when you look at photos, there's very clearly something.
No, that's why she's wearing the big. That's why it'll be like 80 degrees and she's wearing huge outfits because the woman's wearing a diaper.
Yeah, she has serious health problems. She's concealing them from the public. Isn't it interesting that Bill said that that all her doctors say she's fine, yet the only doctor we know that she's seen is this quack in Mount Kisco?
Well, first he said, oh, yeah, she falls down all the time. You know, it's no big deal. I mean, it's going on for a long time, but very rarely. I mean, of course.
Yeah, actually, we said, you're right. And
that's why the ambulance follows right behind her, and that's why the Secret Service said, look, just watch the ambulances, watch the vehicle. She's falling down. You're going to catch it on tape. And look, we caught it on tape.
Well, and CBS, God bless them, they edit Bill's comment that she faints all the time out of the interview because they're in on the joke. In 40 years in American politics, 9 presidential campaigns, I've never seen this kind of bias.
I agree. What does that signify that they are destroying themselves with a wall of lies? Every major channel would show her wobble. They said she stumbled. Big deal. She didn't fall. They tried that for 2 days. Until they figured out, oh, my God, it's all over the Internet. Again, I would figure that in 2 seconds. Plus, I don't want to be deceptive. The most valuable thing is people knowing you're telling the truth. That's the most valuable commodity. People know they can trust you, that your word is your bond. That's my most valuable thing. But they don't even get that. But if I was in their mind, exactly what Lionel was just saying, I want to ask you this, Roger, and then have Lionel come back. If I was them, they're not even smart enough at CNN and all the major channels. At first, Fox wasn't even showing at all. To only show her wobble and then not completely fall down and say we made it up? I mean, what the hell were they thinking? And then, of course, 2 days later, they then had to actually start showing it, Roger. That shows these people are stupid.
Well, except for they're counting on their friends at Facebook and their friends at Twitter and their friends in the cyber media, making sure that as few people as possible see the truth. You see, they control.
That's why they censor. So how do we counter that? How do we counter Facebook, Google, Twitter, Apple, Microsoft, all admitting they are, quote, going to deliver the election? Now the UN came out. I have this in the Associated Press. Came out and said, Americans, we must bring down Trump. People worldwide, stop him. Meanwhile, a branch of the UN/EU is being brought in to oversee the election. You can't even make this up, Roger.
No, and as I've said on this program, watch the watchers. We're about at StopTheSteal.org. We are about to unveil our national exit poll software so that we can double-check this election, and we will know definitively whether this election has been stolen. This is a lot of bells and whistles have gone into the technology, working with political scientists and working with other IT specialists. We're going to be able to see graphically whether they are cheating. We also have now finally come up with a program called Defend the Donald. You can go to StopTheSteal.org and click on that link because we have to combat the paid bots being run by David Brock, the money launderer.
Oh, by the way, since you raised that, I want to have you up very, very soon. I know that you're taking care of some family today, a hardworking guy, but we come back with a battle plan of what we can do, how we're going to take action. Because, I mean, as I keep saying, my audience is super informed. They want marching orders. They want me to tell them what they should do. And I just say, spread the word, get out and tell people what's happening, buy the Clinton rape shirt, you know, call into talk radio, call into C-SPAN, get a bullhorn, go find a national news feed in your area, you know, get on TV legally and lawfully, get aggressive. You know, put InfoWars.com inside of your barn. Show support for Donald Trump. Break through the political correctness. I want to talk about that with you in a moment, Roger. But first, Lionel, you're over there chomping at the bit.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why I think the message has been so effective, and let me just reiterate, I'm not an advocate or a surrogate for Donald Trump. But one of the reasons why I think his performance and his poll numbers are far greater and more acceptable than anybody would ever imagine is by virtue of the frequency and the severity and the ferocity of the anti-Trump messaging. Because the Hillary Clinton group, her acolytes and minions and zealots and zombies, are panicked beyond anything that we can comprehend. What they're trying to do is to hope that they can keep injecting more non sequiturs, more non-issues into the mix about his taxes, about comments that he made. Now, think about this. As we look at the possibility of a third world war, we are talking about NATO and others sticking a thumb in the eye of Putin. And God knows what, a mega power. And instead of talking about that, talking about policy and platform, we're talking about comments that the Republican candidate made regarding a pageant entrant. Now, think about that for just a moment. This has been their goal. Keep this.
That sounds like the intro to a science fiction movie, you know, right. As the country debated beauty pageants, nuclear war was about to happen, and the human species was about to end.
But we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. So what happens is this. But I submit to you that the numbers are far greater.
Fact, let me bring that up to Roger, because every time I bring this up to him in private or in public, he doesn't want to count on it. Never really, this is one of the few things Roger Stone never gives me an answer on. And, Roger, I want the answer because I respect you. Getting to know you over the last year plus, I mean, you're so on target. You're the opposite of a liar, the opposite of what the media says you are. Let me ask you this. I know there's a huge shadow Trump support base. Most people I talk to, including a lot of Hispanic folks, secretly like Trump. They call and they tell us. People I know say it. Black folks have been intimidated, told not to. They get intimidated. You name it, young people especially. There is this bullying. I think there is this big 5, 10, 15 point, I don't know, segment of closeted Trump supporters out there. And so I think that Hillary's not going to win. She just has, and I know this in my gut, she knows she has to convince everybody that it's plausible that she does win because they're going to steal it. They're master criminals. They've always done it. I believe they're preparing us to try to steal the election. Now, I want to keep saying we're in the race, we're winning, to keep confidence up. That's the truth. But we have to admit that there's this fraud going on to stop it. And so what about the phantom Trump vote out there?
Well, turnout is going to be one of the uncertain things in this election. We know from studying poll results that Trump has consistently done better in polls that are automated than those that are conducted by a live operator. That this used to be known as the Bradley phenomena. There were people who did not want to tell a pollster that they were going to vote for former police commissioner.
Sure. So what's that number? What's the number? What's the number?
American for mayor of Los Angeles. So I do think there's an undervote there. On the other hand, they're prepared to steal votes in the cities. They will engage in both voter fraud and election rigging. Why? Because they can. That's why. And that's why we have gone to great lengths to set up StopTheSteal.org to conduct exit polls so that we can compare to the actual results on a precinct-by-precinct basis, and also to demand publicly that the software for these computerized voter machines be inspected by a neutral third party in the swing states prior to election day, prior to the machines being...
Roger, I know you probably got to go, but do 5 more minutes with us to finish up and talk about how we're going to stop the steal. And obviously, I think you agree, Trump is really ahead here, but they're going to try to print perception he isn't, but also swing voters. So it's all a perception game. Will the truth override the lies? Lionel, 5 more with us as well. Stay with us.